You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today. Thanks for tuning in to God's Frequency, WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. Prior to getting starting here this morning on this Monday morning, I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church on Wednesday night. We're in the book of Daniel, and we will be getting back into Daniel's main prophecies as we get into chapter 7 this week, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 o'clock. We'd love to see you. Sunday mornings, we're in the book of Matthew, and that's what you're about to hear coming up in a minute. For more info on this ministry, you can visit us on the web at WGODradio.com. Our Facebook page is the same thing, WGOD Radio. Here now, this will play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then we will wrap up 2 Thessalonians coming up probably on Thursday or Friday. We're looking today, once again, at the mysterious person of John the Baptist. As I always say, when we look at John, there's more to this man than meets the eye. Enjoy part one of today's message.
John the Baptist. I can't call this introducing John the Baptist because we've already done that. We've gone deep into the Word of God here at this church to try to discover John's true identity. And that comes through other texts as well that reveal John the Baptist, such as John chapter 1, verse 6, which reads thusly, "There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light." So verse 6 declared that there was a man sent, the Greek words are paratheou, which means from alongside of God. Now we've looked at that many times here. Think about the implications to that. There was a man sent from alongside of God. Even the next verse confirms it. I've always stopped at verse 6. But the next verse confirms it. It says, this man came for a witness. So tell me, church, a witness to what? He was just born. Right? Had to be a witness to me. What does an eyewitness mean? He's seen something. He witnessed something with his own eyes. And now he's going to declare to everyone what he saw. Like a witness does. Now let's see what Matthew has to say about John. His personal eyewitness to John, if you will. But first, one more angle, and that would be Luke. By the way, if you want to get, I'm working my way up to Matthew chapter 3. Luke says this, "Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, Philip tetrarch of Iturea and the regions of tract of Bronchitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, while Annas and Caiaphas were high priests, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. That's why I picked that song out this morning. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places will be made straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all flesh will see the salvation of God. So both Luke and Matthew, as we're about to see, tell us that John fulfills Bible prophecy. That is, both Isaiah and Malachi, the prophet, foretold this. As the next gospel writer is about to tell us, Mark. Mark says this, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. This is the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. John came, baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem, they went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now, let's go to our main text this morning, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3. Now, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. All right, so the first words out of his mouth, and basically the same as any prophet that's ever lived, is repent. And that's how you can tell a legitimate prophet. They all tell you to repent. The prophet will tell you to stop sinning. Repent. Any so-called prophet out there that tries to make you feel good, the Bible's got another name for people like that. You know what it is? Soothsayer. Soothsayer. The message here, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What did he mean by that? The kingdom of heaven is at hand or near. If you remember from our introduction to this letter, this is a key theme to the Gospel of Matthew, the kingdom of heaven. Matter of fact, that phrase is found 32 times in the Gospel of Matthew, the kingdom of heaven. Here's a few comments on that. Sometimes, too, that could be interchanged with the kingdom of God. The Bible writers meant the same thing, kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven. Here's one note I have. The king would soon appear, but he could not and would not reign over people who clung to their sins. They must change directions. They must confess and forsake their sins. God was calling them from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of heaven. And this, there are two aspects of the kingdom of heaven. In its broadest sense, it includes everyone that professes to acknowledge God as supreme ruler. In its narrower aspect, it includes only those who have been genuinely converted. Okay, verse 4. And again, too, John MacArthur says, the phrase kingdom of God and kingdom of heaven are used interchangeably in the New Testament. Both expressions refer to the sphere of God's dominion over those that belong to him, unquote. Verse 4, now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Boy, what a diet, huh? Boy, I'd be back into my 32s real quick. I love this description of Elijah, by the way, given by some woman who didn't even know who he was. Someone asked the woman, what kind of man who was it who went up to meet you and told you these words? So they answered him, a hairy man wearing a leather belt around his waist. And he said, it is Elijah the Tishbite. Now, I put it to you this morning, Island Community Church, and those on the radio and on the podcast that hear me today, that Elijah the Tishbite and John the Baptist are one and the same people. Now, Jesus said this for those of you, there's one, you growing a beard? And everyone else is, what's he talking about? This is what Jesus said. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there is not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. For all the prophets in the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. A lot of people don't have ears to understand that. I've been saying it. I've been preaching it every week. The Bible's a supernatural book. Don't deny it. Or if you do deny it, you'll never enter the kingdom. You've got to believe it's supernatural. God, believe it or not, operates outside of your realm of understanding. Sorry to tell you that. Let me ask a question. Is there anyone here that God's ever done anything that you didn't understand? I hope so. If not, like I've said it before, I'll say it again. God's going to have to call two men in a truck and deliver another throne up there for you. God's got two men in a truck on a speed dial. Matthew 17:11. Why do the scribes say Elijah must come first? Jesus said, indeed, Elijah is coming first, and he will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, and did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is about to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood. This is verse 13, Matthew 17:13. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. Church, understand, God does not have to operate within the confines of your mind or knowledge. I mean, how arrogant is that? We insist on understanding or we don't believe. Boy, you better get rid of that method of thinking immediately. This entire book is supernatural, filled with supernatural people. God does supernatural things.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I did not make it. Your
love has captured me. Portions of the radio ministries of WMIE are underwritten by Turnkey Construction Incorporated. They specialize in roofing, roofing repair, and a new roof. Turnkey Construction is available on the internet at turnkeyconstruction.com and on the phone at 321-288-6415. That's Turnkey Construction. In business since 1990, they are available at 321-288-6415, 321-288-6415, or email them at turnkeyconstructionplanners@gmail.com.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you